David is quoted as saying, "God always is. Enlightenment is not reaching to or catching up with a force outside ourselves. It's simply a removal of the barriers or blinders, if you will, that feed the belief that we are separate." Here, David talks about the idea that we are misinformed in our belief that enlightenment is a state that we should strive to reach. However, David will also address some of the things you can do to supplicate your spiritual walk.
That's a mistake of the ego. You see, I see all people as innocent because all people are subject to the development of the ego over the millennia. So everyone is an innocent victim of their own ego. And they didn't, in their own mind, decide, oh, I think I'll create an ego in myself to obstruct my awareness of the presence of God. It has happened as an emergent phenomena,
sort of psychological evolution, you might say.
The ego tends to think in terms of cause and effect. So it thinks, if I drive myself to this goal, it thinks of achievement and going there and becoming something greater, you see. It never dawns on them that you are being attracted. It isn't that you're being propelled, it's that you intuit somehow some kind of a destiny within yourself, and you now find yourself attracted and interested. So you're not being so much propelled by the past as is attracted by the future. And the whole concept of allowing is foreign to our culture. Our culture thinks in very yang terms, try harder, push yourself harder. And the awareness of the presence of God is really a consequence of a very yang type of positioning yourself. Yang is like striving and getting and trying harder and very causal in its effect. Spiritual awareness occurs by a revelation. It's like you stand back and spread your arms to the side and say to thee, O Lord, do I surrender my thinkingness, my opinionness, my feelingness? And you appeal to the divinity. And you then create the opening in a very yin inner psychic posture of allowing God to reveal. This is very well known, of course, the 12-step program, which is worldwide. One asks for God through study and meditation, asking to become conscious and aware of God's will for me, God's will. So that's a supplication. It's a supplication. That's an acceptance. Spiritual effort is not wasted. First of all, we talk about supplication. We talk about surrendering your life to God. We speak of prayer. We speak of devotion, acts of devotion, pleading with God, asking to be led, asking to be led. And there's a great deal of information that has accumulated over the centuries on how to facilitate the emergence of this capacity to be with the presence of God. And so there's also the inner pathway of knowledge, the knowledge. And of course, what the books I've written have to do with is sharing knowledge that would be propitious and help the person to unveil the inner state which stands waiting. The inner state stands waiting. And all you have to do is remove the blocks to the awareness. Therefore, the information I give tries to undo the blocks just through knowledge. So it's really the pathway of self-knowledge. And of course, specifically, the thing that stands in our way is the ego. So consciousness research has to do with discerning the exact nature of the ego, and through comprehension of how it works and how it originated, you can begin to relinquish it.